Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about Bob Jones. Bob Jones passed away Friday on Valentine's Day at 6:22. It's reported that he actually passed away peacefully and smiling. And Rick Joyner, I guess you could say one of his spiritual sons, I mean, they're very, very close, who's, you know, the founder of Morningstar Ministry, said that regarding Bob Jones, says Bob was known around the world for his prophetic gift, but he was also the greatest lover of God and people that I ever knew. This is Rick Joyner speaking. Wow. It seems fitting that he would pass on a day that celebrates love. And so Charisma News really put this out first thing Friday, and they shared some of Bob's bio. And in his bio says that after his death experience in 1975.
Near death?
I guess, yes, near death experience. Okay. God, his death experience. I'm sorry, he had a death experience.
Oh, he died?
He died, and God sent him back.
Oh, wow.
God sent him back to minister to the church leadership and reach multitudes with his love, truth, and equipping the saints with an understanding of spiritual gifts. God promised Bob that he would see the beginning of 1 billion souls coming into the kingdom in one great wave of the end time harvest. And it continues to say that Bob moved with a clear revelatory gifting accompanied by gifts of healing and miracles. And if you've been familiar or haven't been familiar with Bob Jones' ministry, I mean, he was a prophet that had many miracles, revelations, prophetic words that with pinpoint accuracy. And I know several accounts where he was able to minister to Mike Bickle at a certain point in his life from IHOP and International House of Prayer. And he gave a prophecy to Mike many years ago, before they were even doing the 24-hour, seven-day-a-week prayer, that he saw a vision where people in China were going to be watching the praise and worship and prayer on these little devices in their hands.
Right.
This is before, you know, smartphone technology, any of those things. And that has come to pass. I heard another interview where Rick Joyner's interviewing Bob Jones, and Bob Jones talks about the $1 million offering that he prophesied that Mike Bickle was going to receive for Bibles. And he says, so the Lord told him that someone's going to give $1 million offering and that they can't touch it, and that every penny of it has to go to the gospel to spread, you know, Bibles and literature and to a specific person. Well, they were like, what? You know, at that time, you know, Rick's saying, We had to stretch our faith to believe that, because say the highest offering maybe we've ever received, the highest was like $50,000, like $1 million in one offering. Like, and sure enough, they prayed about it and just gave it to the Lord. And Mike saying, Rick Joyner saying in the interview that, you know, Mike was not going to do any kind of hype, nothing at all. He said he just, you know, basically said this is what we're doing, and that left it alone type of thing. And sure enough, not just $1 million, but $1.1 million came in an offering.
Wow.
And this gentleman came in who's a minister and a missionary that does tremendous work in Russia and Afghanistan and just all these hard places to reach. The Lord told him, that's the person you give it to, and this person has done remarkable things. I mean, just unsung hero type that many people don't know about, according to Rick Joyner, but he says, no doubt heaven knows. And just different things like that that were part of Bob's ministry. You know, if we read a book called The Torch and a Sword at the end of last year, that's really powerful. Rick Joyner wrote, this is based upon a vision that he had. And in this book, which I encourage you to get and read, it's a now word. It's very powerful and spoke to many of us. But he has a vision in the beginning of this book. He has an introduction basically speaking about his life and his ministry and how different things have occurred in his life. And one of the things he talks about is a visitation that he had of Jesus, with Jesus. This is Rick Joyner talking in his book. And he has such an amazing experience that he's just absolutely, you know, he gets up the next morning, goes next door to talk to his neighbors who are believers, and they said, "You had a visitation, didn't you?" You know, and I'm gonna read to you a little bit out of the book, and so you can hear yourself this account. But he says, "I don't know if I just looked that scary or if Harry discerned it, but he knew. This made me feel free enough to tell him about it. He knew something was up. And I told him the one thing that bothered me was that I could not remember how many times the Lord had laid his hands on me." Because, you know, Rick Joyner is saying that he was having all these experiences and that he felt that the Lord touched him and imparted something to him, but he just couldn't remember what it was. And he was just, it was radiating his body. And he says, the one thing that bothers me is that I could not remember how many times the Lord had laid his hands on me, and I knew this was very important. Harry suggested that I call Bob Jones, since the Lord had said he would explain it to me. So I had been hesitant to call Bob because I wanted him to hear from the Lord and call me. However, at Harry's suggestion, I decided to call him just to ask how things were going in Louisiana. But I was determined not to give him a hint about this visitation. I wanted to be sure that anything that he received was from the Lord. When I talked to Bob on the phone, he said that everything was going fine because they were supposed to be ministering in Louisiana together. But Rick said, I have to go lay before God here and just see what God wants to do. So he says, however, this is Bob speaking, he said everything was going fine in Louisiana. However, when he had tried to pray that morning, he was amazed by how the heavenlies were stirred up. He said the only time he had ever seen them that stirred up was when Jesus passed through to visit someone.
Oh, wow.
He says, I still did not tell Bob anything, but was greatly encouraged by the way the heavens were stirred up. It was just another confirmation to me that the visit was real. And just goes on to say a few more of the things. Then he says, the next day, Bob called me. He had received a visit from an angel who had told him about my visitation from the Lord and my commission. He told me why the Lord had laid hands on me five times and other details, giving me the scriptures which further explained it, as well as some other things about the future. And listen to this. He says, I acknowledged everything and thanked him. I was surprised when he rebuked me for having such a lack of faith, which required him to have to confirm things like this. Mm-hmm. I did not know if Bob was joking or not, but when I laughed at his rebuke, I noticed he did not. So it's just a little bit of an insight about, you know, the way God used Bob Jones. And this is just one particular moment, you know, in regards to Rick Joyner's life and ministry. But I want to share another little account because I want to tie something in with you. It's important because this is a really awesome ministry and an awesome person in the kingdom of God who really helped so many ministers and leaders in the body of Christ to really understand revelatory gifts and to really understand the love of God and revelation. And so Rick continues to say later on, he says, later, Bob asked me if I had planned a trip because he was taking this trip to London where God was going to commission him there and speak to him. Mm-hmm. And so he says, later, Bob asked me if I had planned my trip to London yet. And I had just, in fact, accepted an invitation to go to London to speak at a conference. He said, I was surprised that Bob knew about this. He then said that I needed to be there on the first day of spring. I thought about my schedule and realized that I was in fact going to be in London on the first day of spring. I asked Bob why I needed to be there at that time, and he reminded me of the word he had given me years before, which I had forgotten. A little perturbed at my forgetfulness, he started asking me a series of questions. Mm-hmm. Now, Bob is pretty, you know, up in age. I think he was in his 80s. Mm-hmm. I believe so. And so he begins to ask Rick some questions. First he asked me, how long had we lived on that property? I answered that it had been 5 years. Then he asked me, how long had it been since he had given me the word about London? It turned out to have been 5 years. He asked me how long we had been publishing the Morning Star Journal. It had been 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me how many children I had. Our fifth child had just been born. Mm-hmm. He then asked me Amber's age. She was our third child, and Bob had prophesied her birth 2 years before she was born, having given us the date on which she would be born, August the 8th, 1990, and her weight, which was exactly 8 pounds. He prophesied all of this. Mm-hmm. Amber was then 5 years old. All these dates related to her birth because she was a sign of the new beginning coming to the church. He then asked, how long had we been holding the School of the Spirit meetings? It had been 5 years. Finally, he said that I was going to London to receive a commission from the Lord in which I would receive five things. And so, wow. You know, this is the type of ministry and impact that Bob Jones had on people, you know, in the body of Christ and leaders in the kingdom of God. And I want you to listen to Bob speak in his own words, because a lot of times, you know, the gifts and what God is doing through the Holy Spirit and how God uses us is great and wonderful, and people get all caught up in that sometimes. But you know what? The greatest thing is love. That's the greatest thing. And I want you to listen, Bob Jones speaking himself. This is a real treat, and listen to what he has to say. Listen up.
On August 8th of 75, the Lord had given me some prophecies. And I began to bring them, and I was told by an evil spirit if I kept bringing them, that he'd take my life. I didn't believe him, but he did. So I went to the Lord in death. And as I come close to the Lord, I saw that all the people that was in our line, he asked them only one word, did you learn to love? I saw that about 2% of all humanity was in the line I was in. There were 98%. It was in another line that was wrapped up in their gods, because we're going to spend eternity with our gods. And if it's Jesus Christ is our God, we'll spend eternity with him. So as I stood before him, and I was getting ready to tell him, yes, Lord, because he only asked you, did you learn to love? And I was going to tell him I had, but he said, I want you to go back. And I told him I didn't really want to. But he said, go back. Because I'm going to bring 1 billion souls into myself in one great wave. And I want you to touch a few of the leaders that I'm going to use in that time. And I told him, I'll go back for souls. But he did show me parts in heaven.
Wow, isn't that powerful?
Wow.
Isn't that powerful? He has an experience where he goes to heaven, and the question he was asked, and everyone was asked, mm-hmm. Did you learn to love? Did you learn to love?
Wow.
And 2% of the people in that line mm-hmm. actually, you know, it's like, oh my goodness. And of things to be said of you when you pass away, you know, normally when you pass, people that were touched powerfully by your life, they mm-hmm. begin to share things about things that mean the most. And of all things that Rick Joyner could have said, and so many of the prophetic experiences and encounters that they could have said about Bob Jones, what he said was that Bob was known all over the world for his prophetic gift, but he was also the greatest lover of God and people that I ever knew. Let me tell you something. Love is so important. It doesn't matter what we do for God if we don't have love in our heart. We're talking about the prophet, Bob Jones, awesome man of God who's passed away Friday, Valentine's Day, at 6:22 a.m., peacefully with a smile on his face. We do want to say that there is going to be a public viewing Friday, February the 21st at Morningstar Fellowship Church. You know, Rick Joyner posted on Facebook that, you know, if you plan to go to Charlotte and go up there, you need to make plans because it's going to fill up pretty fast. There's a public viewing to be held at 1, and then there's a memorial service later on at 3:30 to 5 o'clock. But we're talking about his impact and his ministry And although he moved and I mean, very clear pinpoint accuracy in terms of prophecy and the prophetic and visions and revelation, the greatest thing is love. And when he went to heaven, the question he was asking, everybody was asked, was, did you learn to love? And that's so important that we don't major on the minors when it comes to love. You know, love is the chief thing. God is love. And I think about, Pat, 1 Corinthians 13, you know, it's been dubbed the love chapter. Mm-hmm. But he says that, and now I will show you the most excellent way. And in chapter 13 says, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, and I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing.
Wow.
It's all about love.
That's it.
You know, I'm challenged. I want to move every single day more and more in the love of God. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about moving in love and touching others with God's love. We can't lose track. It's not about what we can do for God if we're not loving God. What's the point of all revelation and understanding if we're not moving in love? Don't forget, God is love.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.